So we'll go ahead and get started. Hope everyone enjoyed the lunch break. And now that we're nourished, we'll hear about the working lunch of our project managers and coordinators from Hina and Karen. Very important session. Get a brief summary on what you all discussed and what we should all think about.
Yeah. So the project managers and coordinators met yesterday and today. So we had a session from 4:30 to 6 yesterday, and then during lunch, real quick, today. We had a variety of topics, and we just want to share a couple of those topics that haven't been addressed earlier in some of the sessions. One of the initiatives that we've come up with as a group of project managers is to try to increase the compliance with e-consent across the network. So we recognize that e-consent is used variably. So some sites use it 100% of the time. Some sites use it as a hybrid model where they'll bring the paper and then perhaps get e-consent. And some say, I only want paper. So we thought this might be an area for improvement amongst our network where we know where the bar is now. The NDMC can get us that metric. And if we all go back to our local RCC, our satellites, our sites, try to encourage our investigators to embrace e-consent, that it's really not that scary. I'm one of those people that have really tried to embrace it and teach it to, because that's where research is going. We need to be using e-consent. And why do we need to use it? One, it decreases queries. And I don't know if you know how much a query costs. But it takes time on the NCC level. It takes time on the site level. You know where your consent form is when you're done. I don't know if you've had the horrific event of losing a consent, a paper consent, but if it's in the REDCap system, you'll always have that. Or how many of you have consented on the wrong version? That's a nice violation that you want to avoid, and you won't do that on e-consent. Are there some barriers? We recognize there are some barriers, and we're going to look at those, like institutions that say they can't use e-consent, or people that are reluctant to see if we can help them move versus those that say they're doing it all the time. Another barrier we did identify is that we only have e-consent in English. So, is there a way ultimately that we can improve that for maybe sites that have a higher Spanish or other language population? So that's one thing that we're pretty excited as managers to take on as an initiative to bring back to you maybe a year from now. The other concept that we talked about that we decided we would tackle on a webinar is to come up with some tidbits that we could share amongst RCC sites of the technology and tools that we use to do our job better. So they are not StrokeNet specific, but they help in aiding us to do our research better and more efficiently. So we went around the room and talked about different tools and technology we're using, and we wrote those names down, and we're going to have a webinar that you're all welcome to attend if you want to hear any new software ideas that we've implemented across the country. And we're really, really excited to bring that to everybody.
Yeah. And yeah, we got some really great suggestions today. One that I did want to kind of give a shout out to was to Drew at UVA about with their template notes that they have, and how that also includes like a clinical tree that can help the attendings, the fellows, and the residents with determining who might be eligible for a trial. So that's a simple thing that a lot of us could potentially adopt that would really get things right at the forefront. So we got a lot of really great ideas during our luncheon today as well, talking about alerts within the EMR, EMS pre-alerts to kind of help us with identifying patients. Some sites that are using REDCap as a Epic screening tool. And then just other ways that we communicate with our team, like using Microsoft Teams or different platforms that we have. other things that we talked about is now that we are going to have this CRP education core, what do the managers and the project managers want to see from this core? And so that was a really great conversation of how can we better serve our community? What do we want to see? And so, you know, some topics that we talked about were the career ladder and how our site's helping to advance their research personnel. And so that will be some of the things that we'll work on over the course of hopefully this next year of kind of some tips and tricks that we can bring out. Guidelines for, you know, how do you move professionals up to different designations. One of the things we also talked about was publication, that it would be really great if we as the StrokeNet, our CC managers, project managers, if we can come up with a publication. So maybe the e-consenting topic, that might be something that, you know, we'll trial out over the course of this year, see if we can improve our rate of e-consenting, and then maybe have an abstract for next year's ISC, not this upcoming one, but the following one. So that would be just kind of something we can look forward to. And then other issues like we've kind of talked a lot about this, about the 24/7 coverage of research personnel. But it's not just that. What about the IDS team, where some hospitals may not have that? So that was one of the other topics we talked about, is what are some other areas that we're seeing that we may need to kind of discuss. We talked about CME credits. How can we bring additional coursework, including the basic kind of training that we need on the discipline that we're working to recruit for. And then the biggest thing is the mentorship. And so having that one-on-one mentorship for newer coordinators, newer managers, having that set up, and how can we also educate not just the coordinators, but educating newer PIs as well. So everyone's kind of on the same page when it comes to training. So that's kind of what we talked about in a nutshell, just what can we do to hopefully help better serve our CRPs going forward.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys working over lunch and helping us think about these things. I'll just open it up to see if anyone has questions or comments about anything that Hina and Karen talked about. In particular, what jumps out is me, and you know, we can talk about this offline if people would rather not talk about it right, you know, in public, but what is holding up e-consent? You know, is there, are there things that we're not thinking of that are sort of, you know, particular barriers for your site? Any takers? Well, hopefully we'll sell everybody over the next few months.
I think some of it is just teaching some of us older dogs new tricks. We've been doing paper forever, and this is foreign. And we even had issues of how do we access it in REDCap. So some of it's education. And then we talked about doing some mock simulations that some of us do that with our teams. We spend time mock consenting each other and making that easy and not so frightening in the heat of battle to try to figure out how am I going to get that link to the patient's family? You know, how do we, let's practice it now.
Yeah. Did I hear a comment?
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment. There's certain IRBs who are actually also not allowing e-consent. I found that out during sister site selection calls. It was surprising to me, actually. The sites out there, just IRBs won't allow it.
Yeah, we were thinking that we would probably get a baseline to figure out who has a barrier, who says they can't do it at all, and look at that group separately to see if we can break any of those barriers. You know, I don't know if we can change an IRB or not, but then those that can, we'll measure if we can do it better.
Well, and I hear an IRB webinar in our future, maybe a targeted IRB webinar for that group. Yes. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you working during lunch and getting us that information. So, and I am looking forward to hearing part two from Hina and Kinga soon about the CRP Education Core. Next up, we have the Fellow Education Training Core update from Randy. And moving on to the new initiative, we'll ask Hina and Kinga to come join us. Next, they're going to talk about the new CRP Education and Training Core and some of the thoughts they've had at this preliminary stage, knowing they're a few months away from funding, but raring to go.